Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
7:36 right now. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Melissa Idris. I've got Brian Fernandez here in the studio with me, ready to take a look at US markets. We have on the line with us from New York, Joe Quinlan. He's the Chief Market Strategist at US Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management.
Good morning, Joe. President Donald Trump's tax overhaul plan seems to be set to pass key votes later this week. What is your view on the impact on the US dollar of these tax cuts?
Well, in general, as you can tell, very bullish sentiment here in the United States, building in the expectations of the tax reform. This is the most sweeping tax reform in like 25 years. So there's a lot of optimism around more capital to be deployed, whether it's share buybacks, dividends, M&A activity, hiring and investments. So the mood in Washington is pretty good. On Wall Street, it's pretty buoyant at the end of the year. So I think it's going to add to earnings. It's going to add to growth. It won't come all at once. But nevertheless, going into the new year, we've got a nice head of steam, good momentum related to U.S. equities.
And how about the impact potentially on the U.S. dollar in terms of the forecasted three rate hikes in 2018? Where do you see the direction of the dollar heading?
I think dollar gets stronger here, at least in the first half, because I do think the Fed will continue to raise rates. The ECB, Bank of Japan being a little more moderate with lifting rates. The big issue, too, is that you're going to see with the tax reform, a lot of capital will come home. That's number one. So a lot of U.S. corporations, a lot of that's already in dollars. But number two, I think you're going to see a lot more foreign direct investment, plant equipment and equities in the United States as we grow faster than the rest of the world, as companies come into our markets to do business. So I think the dollar trends higher in the first half of the year because the interest rate differentials and the growth outlook in the United States is better than most places overseas.
So message is dollar outlook good, growth in the U.S. first half of the year better than overseas. The likes of J.P. Morgan and BlackRock, however, say that Asian stocks will keep rallying in 2018. Do you share those views?
We do. We're very bullish on Japan, particularly robotics. I like Chinese e-commerce companies. I like, Malaysian tech-related stocks. So anything tech-related in particular is going to do well. The infrastructure build-out is going to be huge as well. The One Belt, One Road. And infrastructure spending is going to be a big priority for the president and the White House next year as well. But in general, no, we like anything related to consumption and technology-oriented stocks across developing Asia, including Malaysia.
Now, what's your outlook on regional currencies in 2018?
In general, I think against the dollar, they'll be generally weaker, not dramatic. I think what we have to watch very carefully is the Chinese currency. There's a lot of pressure for it to depreciate with the outflows the Chinese currency. That's kind of a wild card. And I think China will do it again. They did it this year. A good job managing expectations. The currency is not going to increase too much, depreciate and or depreciate too much. So I think in general, though, relative to the dollar, at least for the first half of this year, if not the first quarter, the bias is stronger dollar, so weaker currencies across the board, including developing Asia, but nothing dramatic. I don't see anything, big swoons coming.
Joe, can I have your views on the yen and the Malaysian ringgit in particular? Any thoughts on that?
Well, I think that, the Malaysian ringgit, I think it could weaken a little bit more here, say, versus the yen against the dollar. I think that's how it'll play out. I mean, Bank of Japan here, again, still very much in the monetary easing mode. So I see a weaker yen versus the dollar and also the ringgit as well. In the sense that there's going to be, if the tax plan lives up to some of its expectations, i.e. 4% growth, 3 interest rate hikes, very strong, robust capital inflows. And I think whether it's the yen and the ringgit, they're going to be weaker relative to the dollar. And that'll be good for the export side of the equation for a lot of Malaysian companies. So, I think it's going to help generate more of that export-led growth coming out of Southeast Asia.
Gotcha. Export-led growth from Malaysia. How about, this is our last call for the year, Joe. What are you advising your clients to do in terms of asset allocation to prepare for 2018?
Well, we're saying to stay with the United States, stay with the multinationals. We like the small cap stocks as well here in the United States because they'll get the most benefit from the tax reform. But, and it's a big but, the U.S. equities are, you know, we've been, this bull market has been running for quite some time. Valuations are not stretched, but they're built in. They're pretty handsome. So we're continuing to emphasize the clients to put money into the emerging markets. The emerging markets, you're only into the second year of the rally here. So really Southeast Asia, Malaysia included, technology we like, commodities to a lesser degree. But our big emphasis for clients, U.S. clients, is yes, stay here in the United States, participate in tax reform, stronger global U.S. growth, but put more money overseas, particularly in the emerging markets, because that rally is early on. We're early cycle when it comes to the emerging market rally.
Now, Joe, where do you see the risks to the global economy next year?
Well, one in particular, I do think the Trump administration will turn its focus towards trade now, and hopefully we won't get too aggressive with China or Mexico or our NAFTA partners where we create some, you know, significant disruptions for companies. That's number one. Number two, in the Middle East, that's very much in play between the Sunnis and the Shiites, the Iranians versus the Saudis, proxy wars going on. And we could see, you know, oil prices, you know, climb $75, $80, $90 on any geopolitical risk there. The last one is that the U.S. economy does overheat, i.e. that we do get 4% growth. We see a spike in wages. Unemployment drops dramatically, whereby the Fed has to move faster than expected. And if that happens, there'll be disruptions across many asset classes, the emerging markets included. So stronger than expected growth, I think, is a big issue. Geopolitical risk is another, and then trade protectionism.
Thanks for your insights, Joe. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist, U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management from New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.